Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to today's edition of Q&A. This is the Wednesday show. We're going to learn a lot of important stuff today. We're going to have three students from Yavapai College coming on in just a couple of moments, and that would be Carissa Bond, Lacey Tenney, and Allison Guther. They will be here in just a few minutes. Then after the bottom of the hour news and weather break, our buddy David Snyder, the CPA and IRS-licensed tax expert, will be on hand to talk about tax changes and what to do before you prepare your tax return or look for a tax preparer. Want to let you know about a terrific concert coming to town. It's the 16th anniversary Folk Sessions concert. It goes on a week from Saturday. It'll be at the Elks Theater. It's called The Giants of Folk, featuring performers like Art Podell. He was a charter member of the new Christy Minstrels, McDougal Street West, Ramsey Roberson, Lonesome Whistle, Gail Steiger, Brad Newman, Parker Smith, and the Fare-Thee-Wells. This show will feature the songs of Bob Dylan, Hank Williams, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Woody Guthrie, the new Christy Minstrels, Townes Van Zandt, Joan Baez, and so much more. That is the Folk Sessions 16th Anniversary Giants of Folk concert coming up a week from Saturday, February 9th at the Elks Theater. Get your tickets at folksessions.com or call the Elks box office at 777-1370. Also, some very good tribute shows coming to the Elks Theater. Coming up, that would be Turn the Page, the Bob Seger live experience. That will be this Friday. Also coming up next week, next Friday, Safira, the battling fiddles and violins from the UK. And then on February 16th, a Saturday night, the Troubadour experience, the tribute to the legendary George Jones. Well, I saw the movie Bohemian Rhapsody last night at the Harkins 14 and discovered an interesting tidbit connecting two Best Picture and Best Actor nominees. In Bohemian Rhapsody, the Best Actor nominee, Rami Malek, portraying Freddie Mercury, he leads the band very late in the movie during the Live Aid concert by singing with the band Radio Gaga. That was a hit song back in the 80s with a great video. The video features the Fritz Lang classic silent movie Metropolis. And it provided that song, Radio Gaga, provided a young New York singer named Stephanie Germanotta with the motivation to change her name to Lady Gaga, who also happens to be an Oscar nominee for Best Actress for her amazing turn in A Star is Born. The movie also nominated alongside Bohemian Rhapsody for Best Picture. And there are great movies showing right now at the Harkins 14, including Best Picture nominees Vice. And you can also see Mary Poppins Returns, which should have been a Best Picture nominee. More about that at another time, because the Oscars are February 24th, and the Harkins is bringing back all eight Best Picture nominees for a limited run just before the Oscars. So mark your calendar for that. Hey, stay tuned. We've got the Yavapai College students from the Student Leadership Council coming in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
I'm Windfall Willie. Hear that? That's the sound of Arizona's newest casino. It doesn't sound like one, does it? That's because now you can get casino fun on the go with four new casino-themed scratchers tickets from the Arizona Lottery. And this is the sound of someone winning on one of the new casino-themed games. Play for a chance to win top prizes up to $100,000. Head to any lottery retailer to play today. Hoo-way!
Snacks on me!
Everyone loves a cozy fire this time of year, but disposal of hot coals or ashes can turn into fires in your home, your trash cart, and in the city's collection trucks. To be safe, allow ashes and coals to cool for several days. Transfer them to a metal container and wet them down. On the day of your trash collection, place the closed metal container in your trash cart. For more information, call the Solid Waste Division at 777-1116.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:08. We have three Yavapai College students here. They're here to talk about the Student Leadership Council. We have Carissa Bond, we have Lacey Tenney, and we have Noble. And you're just going to stick with that name, aren't you? Very good. That's quite all right. I want to start with Carissa. Tell us, first of all, what is the Student Leadership Council? Noble?
The Student Leadership Council is a group taking normal Yavapai College individuals and helping them develop their leadership skills through community and college events with outreach and meetings.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and now who can join the Student Leadership Council and how can they do that?
Any person who wants to join the SLC can join by filling in an application. You just need references and you have
minimum
to be a member of
Yavapai
College with at least 6 credits.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What kinds of backgrounds do you see people coming from to be parts of the Student Leadership Council? Carissa, Lacey?
We see a lot of really highly motivated students from a variety of backgrounds. I mean, we have a student athlete, we have STEM majors, we have nursing students currently in the nursing program or pre-nursing. So there's a lot of variety with our students. We're all just very highly motivated, and we all want to make a change on the campus. So
you mentioned STEM STEM students. Tell us the importance of science, technology, engineering, and math or medical.
So here, the things like Student Leadership Council, they really look great on a transcript, especially when you're transferring to university, because the universities see that you're motivated, you're out there on the campus, you're really working hard to balance your extracurriculars with your school activities, with your actual classes. So Student Leadership Council, not only does it help to make a change on your campus, but it also helps in your transcripts and your transferring. You get a lot of connections when you're, you know, in a leadership council like this. It's super, super helpful for STEM majors.
And also for Lacey and Noble, I would imagine, too, these STEM courses, you know, we look at the growth of jobs in this regional area. We are an older area in terms of population. We try and keep the talented young students here whenever we can. But it seems like the biggest growth in jobs in this area tends to be in service industries. Those tend to be low-paying, a lot of part-time, not real good career opportunities. But science, technology, engineering, medical, math, boy, those are bedrocks of a great career, aren't they?
Yeah, they definitely are. They're going to help you grow a foundation here and that you can go on and use for
in your future. Mm-hmm. Future.
Let's go around the table and tell me about your background, what you're taking at school, what kind of career aspirations you have. We're going to start with Carissa.
Yeah, so my name is Carissa Bond. I'm vice president of SLC right now. I'm actually a STEM major. I want to study biochemistry at U of A, and I would love to study forensic science eventually, super excited for that.
Good. Lacey?
So I'm Lacey Tenney. I'm currently a student athlete at YC. I play volleyball, and I am looking into exercise science right now.
Okay. And Noble?
I'm Noble, and I am a psychology major. Just looking into becoming a counselor through Yavapai College.
And you're not analyzing me right now, are you?
Oh, of course not.
Okay, very good. If she is, she's doing a good job of hiding it. So what is the diversity conference section of the National Student Leadership?
So this diversity conference, it's a series of interactive sessions, talks, and group activities that will explore the different skills needed for leaders to become elements of social change on campus and throughout the community. It explores different things like diversity in the classroom, diversity on campus, how you can become a proponent of social change, and how to look out for one another on campus and in the community.
I would imagine being at Yavapai College, you're seeing firsthand that diversity because, unlike most colleges, this isn't predominantly all 20-something people in late teens, is it? You get a lot of older people, don't you?
Yes, actually. The average age at Yavapai College is, I believe, 31, 32.
Oh, how old! My goodness.
Well, I mean, you're not seeing just, 18-year-old freshmen all the time. And I think, that's one thing that makes the diversity in this conference so important for Yavapai College. And diversity is not just skin color.
Mm-hmm.
It is religion, it's age, it's social background, it's a lot of things. And I think this conference is really going to help because it helps just bring the college together on campus.
Mm-hmm. Lacey and Noble, we hear a lot of talk in the news about different kinds of polarization in America and people just not getting along. How important is it just to listen to somebody who may be from a different background, get to know them a little bit, and all of a sudden you don't fear them anymore, correct?
Well, it's super important, especially when you're in a workplace or trying to work with this individual. If you know where they're coming from and you know how to talk to them and what their goal is and what your goal is, and if you're able to just come together with them, you're going to be stronger together and be able to finish the task.
Mm-hmm. Noble, how about you? On diversity?
Yeah, definitely. For diversity is very good to get everyone together and...
Well, when is this diversity conference?
So this is on February 22nd. It is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's on the Yavapai College campus.
Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to diversity, I remember years ago hearing someone, a business executive, saying when two people agree on everything, one of them is redundant and unnecessary. And how important is it, I'll ask all three of you here, how important is it to hear different points of view from people with different backgrounds who are coming from different centers of thought, different religions, races, cultures, background and creed, the whole bit?
I think it's super important to be able to see that and be able to get the different points of view and be able to take all the information together and see what would be best for the group, not just for these certain individuals or the other ones. Just see what would be best for everybody through the different perspectives.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the best part of being a Yavapai College student, Carissa.
Ooh, lots of things, not just being able to really connect with people and then different community organizations, because the college it is a smaller college and it is a commuter college, so. You do have a lot of different social backgrounds. You have lots of connections to be made. And actually, on the topic of diversity, it's kind of cool being at the college. I know I'm not the exercise science major here, but diversity is kind of like working out different muscles, but in different ways and different planes. You're not just on one train of thought. You're not just doing cardio all day. You're doing a whole bunch of different activities, but it's with your mind and it's with your perspective on people's social backgrounds and on individuals. And I think Yavapai College is really great for that. Not just age. It's also gender. It's ethnicity. It's all of these things.
Yeah.
And I think the college really helps to bring the community and the campus together and helps you all work together.
And speaking of exercising the muscles, Lacey, tell us about the volleyball program.
So the volleyball program, we're actually doing in spring training right now. Our season was in the fall, but we ended up second in the conference. And I see a very high future for us in the for next year in the upcoming seasons.
Very good. We are talking to Carissa Bond, Lacey Tenney, and Noble. More coming up from them in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at kqna.com. Stay tuned.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
Faucets, toilets, showers, and water heaters are all connected to your plumbing. When it goes bad, it can be a big headache. Stampede Plumbing will be in to talk about maintenance and repairs. Fresh strawberries from the Arizona Farm Bureau, and Arizona's deadliest gunfight. It wasn't in Tombstone. Start your weekend with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
KQ&A is the place to be. Super Bowl Sunday. Starting at noon, KQ&A brings you the most in-depth radio coverage, getting you ready for Super Bowl 53. Then at 3 p.m., it's the one and only official Super Bowl 53 pregame, taking you right to kickoff at 4:35. Remember, Super Bowl Sunday exclusively on KQ&A, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Brought to you by Affinity RV, Bucky's and Yavapai Casino, Country Bank, the Arizona Cardinals, Prescott Tire Pros, Finley Automotive Group, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, Little Dealer Little Prices, Northern Arizona Heating and Air, Prescott Resort, Outdoor Sports, Prescott True Value, Barrett Propane, and Wallach and Volk. If it's Super Bowl Sunday, it's the talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A.
With the old and in with the new at Lamb Nissan in Prescott. Hello, this is Ed Walsh at Lamb Nissan. Get a fresh start to the new year with huge savings on some of our most popular models. Snatch up a fuel-efficient 2018 Kicks for only $17,348. Drive one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the Nissan Rogue Sport, for only $20,988. Or save $7,650 off MSRP on the 2018 Murano S, now priced under $25,000. The 2018 Nissan Maxima is also price to move with over 20% off MSRP. That's over $7,000 in savings. Need something bigger to tow your new toys? Save nearly 30% off MSRP on the 2018 Nissan Titan XD, priced under $30,000. Visit LambNissan.com to find your new Nissan and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Happy New Year from Lamb Nissan. We're here to serve.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back live at 219. We are talking with Yavapai College students Noble, Lacey Tenney, and Carissa Bond. We are talking about the Student Leadership Council. We've been talking about lately the Diversity Conference. Carissa, does this conference cost anything? Who's invited to it?
The conference doesn't cost anything. Come for free. Anyone is invited. We're really trying to get a lot of student engagement. We're reaching out to professors, such as sociology professors, psychology professors.
And psychology students, like Noble, yes. Noble's over here grinning, yes.
Just to get a lot of student engagement, especially, you know, if it's relevant to the curriculum or the material that the students are studying. So anyone's invited, even if you're not a Yavapai College student. There is no cost, and to sign up, there is a link that it will be actually on the Yavapai College website, and there it's just an online sign-up link, or you can simply show up. You don't have to register at all. So.
I have to ask Noble, because you're a psychology major, correct?
Yes, I am.
What prompted you to sign up for that? I'm just curious.
For psychology?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I've always had a really big interest in psychology and just... why do people do what they do?
Mm-hmm.
And why do they, like, talk how they talk and walk how they walk? And I've always just had an interest with it. So.
Do you find yourself wondering what happened in a person's life? How were they brought up and stuff to make them the person they are now?
Oh, yeah, I do. I make stories up in my head, like, oh, this person probably had this happen to them, or I wonder when the last time their heart broke up, because that they just seem heartbroken, you know?
You know, it's funny you mention that, because when I came back, my very first radio job, everything in my whole life had crashed and burned. And I moved back to my hometown, and all of a sudden, I'm listening to the music of a singer back then, Dan Fogelberg, his album An Innocent Age. And I noticed that every song seemed to be talking to me. And it occurred to me for the very first time that when you hear a love song or a breakup song, there's a pretty good chance the writer of that song went through that. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I would bet it's only when you go through something like that you can really write about it and affect other people, right?
Absolutely.
So what are the fun parts of being involved in a sociology curriculum?
It's just really great. You just get to find out how people work and the mind works and how that all works together. I really have enjoyed a lot of my sociology and psychology classes so far.
I would imagine, too, it might be surprising for a lot of people to learn how much of the chemical process in the brain, how much the physical affects the mental, correct?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
See, that explains a lot of my behavior. Yeah. And Lacey, tell us more about your educational background. What got you involved in that?
So this is just my first year at Yavapai, then my second semester in college. And so far, I've changed my major a few times. At first, I wanted to look into forensic science and stuff, but now I'm more interested in the exercise science and learning how the body works and how the muscles correlate with one another and how this hurts, how can I fix it type of things.
And, you know, speaking of how the body and muscles work, there used to be a major league pitcher named Mike Marshall who was a specialist in kinesiology. That sound familiar?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. He was wondering how to maximize human potential physically. Now, when you said forensic science, you kind of rocked Carissa's world there.
Why
is that?
Well, I don't know. I'm pretty passionate about not just science, but forensic science. It's so fascinating. You know, live people can be annoying sometimes. So you know, looking at how...
She's looking at me as she says that, too.
You know, I love studies in toxicology and, you know, anything involving, like, a crime scene, ballistics, anything like that, that involves... I mean, it involves a human, but it also involves the science behind it, and it's fascinating. So when I hear people talk about forensic science, it's really cool.
So I have to ask you this, and this also goes for Noble and for Lacey. When you see TV shows or movies that purport to be about what you're learning about, how often do you roll your eyes and go, oh, that can't really happen?
I don't really watch those for that purpose. Oh, they annoy me so much. I'm like, that is not what an OR built ceiling looks like. An Emmy would not do that.
And I don't care how many times you've watched CSI, you don't get the DNA results back in 20 minutes,
no,
do you?
No,
it just doesn't work that way. But it gets people's hopes up. So we're talking about the diversity conference. Now, what other kinds of things? Oh, by the way, how can you sign up for the conference? You said just walk in, right?
Yes, so you can either just show up at the event on February 22nd, or you can sign up. There will be a link on the Yavapai College page directly on the page.
Underneath the SLC page.
Yes. And do we know yet which building it's going to be in on the campus?
This will be in Building 19.
Building 3, Room 119.
And this is the Prescott campus, right?
Yes, Sheldon Prescott Street. Campus.
Well, now, what other kinds of things is the Student Leadership Council doing in the community?
So we are also participating in club brushes and stuff on the campus where different clubs will get together and SLC will be represented there and be able to tell people about our club and stuff. And then we're also trying to start up a clothing exchange within the Yavapai students just so that they could come and exchange some clothes. Maybe, oh, I don't want this shirt anymore, but this one looks really nice, and like just come in and trade it in, just a little free community like service act. And then we're also planning on Yavapalooza on April 19th.
That's always fun. I had a guest on last year talking about Yavapalooza. Now, with your diversity experience at the school, now I assume you have a few students who mix with you who may be from different countries, correct?
Yes, actually.
Do they ever tell you that their experience here doesn't match what impression they had of America before they came over?
Yes, I have a friend from Zimbabwe here, actually, and... it's funny when he goes back home and he talks to his family, they ask him questions about, you know, how do they act there and the things that we do and the impressions that they have and the impressions that he's actually gathered while here, they're actually pretty different. It's kind of funny.
You know, it's funny you mention that because last night, as I mentioned at the start of the show, I went to see the movie Bohemian Rhapsody by the lead singer of Queen. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people didn't know he was raised in a family, I believe, from India. And they had moved here, and they had their customs and their rituals and things like this, and they weren't real thrilled about him breaking away from that. And they had certain ideas about how America was. He changed all that, or I should say England, because that's where they first moved.
Yeah.
So he kind of changed a lot of that for them. But experience will do that in a new country. So we mentioned your post-college plans, but what can people do if they want to help or volunteer with these Leadership Council activities and the Diversity Conference? Are you looking for volunteers?
Yeah, so if you're interested in participating in any of these in any of these things, you can just come to one of the members of SLC and ask how you can participate and ask how you can help volunteer and stuff. And then also just coming to these events and participating in the actual conferences and the club rushes and stuff will also help out.
Very good. And that is Carissa Bond, Lacey Tenney, and Noble. She smiles whenever I say that. Thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. One final word, when and where, once again, is the Diversity Conference?
Diversity Conference is on February 22nd. It is in Building 3, Room 119 on the Prescott campus. We'll see you there.
We sure will. Say hello to Tim Deesh for me, too, when you get back to
school.
Will
do. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank him for sending you in. This is a Q&A on a Wednesday afternoon on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com. It's time for news and weather, followed by a chat with David Snyder.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi folks, this is Danny Sampson. For the seventh time, Little Dealer Little Prices RV has won the Top 50 award from RV Business Magazine. That's over three times more than any other dealer in Arizona. We are officially recognized as one of the best 50 dealerships to buy from in the United States and Canada. Right now, we have super low closeout pricing on all 2018 motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, folding trailers, and toy haulers. Come see the difference at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley, Highway 69 in Truewood.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore. The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
Hi, Lindsay Draper on KQ&A here with Gary from AMCO.
Oh, hi, Lindsay.
Gary, I know people who need their car repaired, and they just keep putting it off. What should they do?
Well, Lindsay, this is the best time of year to get all the things done that you've been meaning or wanting to get repaired on your car.
Why is tax time the best?
AMCO has the fix it fast, pay it slow plan all year long, but at tax time, it works the best.
Gary, that is awesome.
Yes, we're AMCO. Visit our website, amcoprescott.com.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday the 30th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A Cottonwood woman has been arrested on burglary and theft charges. Police Sergeant Monica Kult says 32-year-old Ashley Pisano was taken into custody after she was accused of breaking into an Old Town business during the early morning hours of January 28th.
The manager of the business arrived and noticed numerous items were missing and contacted the owner. They responded to Pisano's residence where they caught her unloading several stolen items into her house. The owner of the business noticed a red vehicle parked in the back of the business, went back outside, and was approached or met by Pisano.
The suspect had an unusual reply when questioned by the store owner.
She had permission from the owner's family and had a key to the business, but the business was recently rekeyed.
Mostly sunny today and tomorrow, a rainy weekend arriving tomorrow night. Highs both days near 58, Friday 53, Saturday and Sunday a wet 47. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, chilling overnight to around 33, a 40% chance for Thursday night showers. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a mostly sunny 65 today and tomorrow, 61 Friday, up to 56 this weekend, waking up to a mostly clear pre-dawn low near 36, a 30% chance for Thursday and Friday evening rain, 60% this weekend. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on your mobile device. Listen live worldwide at KQNA.com. And stay tuned. Q&A will continue after this.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
When it comes to trucks, you can't do better than professional grade. And that means Findlay GMC Prescott. Save over $9,600 on a new GMC Acadia. $34,790. That's over 21% off MSRP. Save $8,300 on a new GMC Terrain. $33.51. That's over 21% off MSRP. Save over $10,000 on a new 2018 GMC Sierra. That's up to 19% off MSRP. And come test drive the bold new 2019 GMC Sierra Elevation and off-road AT4 models. Findlay GMC guarantees to beat any Phoenix GMC dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, and year. Findlay GMC in Prescott at FindlayBuickGMC.com, the local dealership that supports your community. GMC, we are professional grade.
Offers for well-qualified buyers must finance through GM Financial. Does not include tax, title, license, 495 dot fees. See dealer for details and any restrictions. Stock numbers G41722, G41556.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
Well, you just heard the students from Yavapai College talking about their studies and what kinds of career plans they have. We have talked quite a few times with educators and employers from this area who talk about the importance of skilled trades and blue-collar opportunities in this area because we have so many of them. Of course, Yavapai College has their wonderful C-Tech school, which works with local employers to provide hands-on skilled trades opportunities right out of school with very little student debt. It's a great way to get your hands dirty and learn a great job and stay on the job for decades and make your place here in northern Arizona. Well, the news came out a couple days ago that, of all places, Walmart is hiring long-distance truck drivers, and they're planning on paying them, you ready for this, an average of $87,000 a year. to be a long-distance truck driver. Now, on that idea, if you've traveled the country very many times, you're probably aware that people have said for years that truckers know the best places to eat. Well, you know, I used to ask my dad about that because my dad spent 25 years as a trucker. He said, no, they don't know the best place to eat. Truckers look for one thing, a place with a lot big enough to park their big rig. That's what they're looking for. Well, in this week's issue of The Week magazine, my favorite news source, they have a story about the world's largest truck stop. It's beyond what you might expect. There's a story about it in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It's located between New York City and San Francisco. Okay, very funny. On I-80, it's called the Iowa 80 Truck Stop. It's not just a place where long-distance truckers can park and shower and enjoy a hot meal. It's a 225-acre traveler's sanctuary. They average, wait till you hear this, 5,000 customers a day. The operation, which hasn't closed even one night since it opened as a two-pump gas station in 1964, now includes a massive convenience store, barbershop, gym, library, 65-seat movie theater, a small chapel, a dentist office, and a chiropractor, plus a museum with 100 vintage trucks on display, and there are also several eateries on this location, including a 300-seat diner known best for their warm apple dumpling dessert served with cinnamon ice cream. And none of it is strictly for truckers. So if you're in that area around the Iowa 80 truck stop on Interstate 80, belly up to the counter for conversation and stories from the road. Now, David Snyder, you have worked with an awful lot of companies in this area. Wouldn't you love to service that truck stop and see what they do with 5,000 customers a day?
I would want 5,000 customers a day. That would be wonderful.
5,000 customers a day.
That's terrific.
Just imagine the money that place rakes in.
Absolutely. It would be it'd be excellent for my business.
Oh my goodness gracious. And
customers a day.
Yeah. Well, in your business, 10 customers a day goes pretty far, though.
Yeah.
So your business, of course, describe your business for me.
I'm a CPA, MBA, and EA, and
So he likes alphabet soup.
I am. I have a bunch of other alphabet soup, too. I just don't use them. What I do is I do business fabric. And healthcare, and I fight with the IRS. I like fighting with the IRS. They haven't been able to; they've been closed down, so I haven't been able to fight with them for a long time. So now I'm going to start getting up there.
You miss those battles, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I like helping my clients reduce their tax burden, and or even eliminate in some cases.
In fact, I'm glad you mentioned that because Monday on this show I'm going to have Brian Watson, who is a criminal investigator, IRS agent on the show, along with their public information officer. And Brian and I have talked several times, as have you and I,
yes,
about the importance of choosing the right tax preparer. Now, you've been preparing taxes for clients for how long?
I've been a CPA since 1997.
Okay.
So taxes and audits since then, yes.
And I think it's really important for our listeners to know, you are IRS certified, right?
Yes. I'm an IRS a certified practitioner.
So you understand the tax code far better than the average consumer, correct?
Absolutely. In fact, I get training all the time. I had two sessions of training just today.
Oh, why do they keep changing the tax code?
Well, because it was awful before, and it's less awful now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, most people in this area are gonna reduce their tax burden this year,
mm-hmm,
just because of the tax reform.
Okay. Now, with the tax reform,
saying that, it isn't any easier.
Right.
It isn't any easier. That's the only thing that the people that don't like this have said that's correct. It's not any easier. It's still complicated in many ways. So come see me and I'll uncomplicate it for you.
Now, what percentage of your business in doing tax returns is corporate versus, say, people who own a lot of property as opposed to, say, the 1040 easy crowd?
Well, I have a handful. I mean, I have probably a couple dozen just EZs, but most of my clients are business owners themselves,
mm-hmm,
that have flow through companies like an S corp or a partnership that can flow through the taxes from the entities. Yes.
And when it comes to companies doing their taxes, what kinds of things should they do before calling you to go over their taxes? Give me an idea what kinds of prep they should be doing to get ready for that. You don't want a guy walking in with 10 file boxes that make no sense, right?
Absolutely. But at the same time, we can correct that. We have bookkeepers in our office that, mm-hmm. that can make that into, you know, a good QuickBooks file that we can, basically what I want is a good QuickBooks file and whatever, some backup to that. To those numbers.
So do you have clients coming in with flash drives of their
Absolutely.
Financial records?
Yeah, on,
really?
On QuickBooks drives.
Mm-hmm.
As well as I just received somebody sent me their Google Sheets.
Wow. And you try and make sense of it, right?
Well, he summarized it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a non-profit anyway, so they're not going to pay any taxes anyway.
Oh, okay.
They just have to file for compliance.
Sure. Now, yesterday, the Arizona Republic had a front-page story that said the legislature is undertaking a tax program right now that's going to somehow correct an imbalance. I think it's an imbalance between the state rates and federal rates that are on the current return. Something like this. Does that make any sense at all?
Well, Arizona has not yet taken the tax reform into effect, and that's basically what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because there was, I believe, a slight tax decrease, like 0.11% or something. But you have to get that created before you file your state and federal, right?
Yeah, they have to. We can file now, but it just if it's more complicated tax returns, we should delay a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have until April 15th for your individual tax returns. And if you need to extend, we can go out to October 15th.
Now, with last year's tax reform, how does that affect the person who itemizes their expenses?
Well, in itemization, you can only have $10,000 or more for state taxes, and that's fine because most people in Arizona don't breach that threshold because property taxes aren't that extensive.
Yeah.
And then you lose your 2% miscellaneous itemized deductions, which consists of a variety of different things, including investment fees, that sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
Investment and advisor fees, and plus your tax preparation fees. But we just stick that on our business tax returns, or some we're going to find another place to stick that, so that you can still benefit from those expenses. But there's still the charitable deductions went up to 60% of AGI. Of AGI, and then also you still receive your mortgage interest deduction and those type of things. So we do feel that a lot of people will be, you know, married filing jointly will be using the $24,000 standard deduction and not so much itemized deductions anymore. But you know, there is those out there that do contribute a lot to the church, for example, do have almost $10,000 in property taxes and state taxes, and do have enough mortgage interest to be able to pass this $24,000 threshold and $12,000 for all other statuses.
When you hear whispers from Washington that some politicians might be discussing eliminating the home mortgage deduction or home mortgage interest deduction, does your heart stop?
No, I don't. I wish we could have a flat tax,
yeah,
or a fair tax, which basically tells us that we pay taxes based on, you know, consumption instead of the progressive the taking of money from the federal government, and you, mm-hmm, pay based on what you consume.
Yeah. Now,
which would probably lower the deficit.
But wouldn't it also
gradually eliminating?
Gradually eliminating. Well, but even if they had a flat tax, you'd still have people hiring auditors and accountants and CPAs to work the way around it, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know because
don't put yourself out of business, David.
I'm saying that I can do review compilations,
okay,
and I can do valuations that can offset the tax monies,
mm-hmm,
the tax generated revenues.
So the number one question that I get from nonprofits,
I'm more for the country than myself.
What are you running for?
No,
I didn't see your campaign ad.
I'm not running for anything. I couldn't be like a mayor or something. I don't care where the lines on the roads go.
Oh my goodness.
I want to be like, if I were to run for office, I'd be like a congressman or lieutenant governor or something.
Just make the trains run on time, right? That's what Harry Truman used to say. Now, the number one question I get from nonprofits is, can I come on your show and talk about the Arizona state tax credit? And I usually say no, because first of all, I don't want 50 consecutive shows about the tax credit.
I'd rather save
that topic for somebody who really knows it, like you do.
Tell
us the importance of the Arizona state tax credit and who it benefits.
Okay, there's four tax credits you can take advantage for 2018 right now. The Arizona Military Family Relief Fund is not allowed right now because it has a cap of $1 million. And it reached that in August because I had to give my money back. I got my money back because I couldn't use that deduction. So there's four that are continuous for 2018 through April 15th. And it's the Charitable Organization Working Poor Tax Credit. It used to be called the Working Poor Tax Credit. It's called the Charitable Organization now. And that is $800 married filing jointly and $400 for individual tax and other statuses. And you have something like my Lions Club, the Prescott Sunrise Lions, that you can contribute to. I've also contributed a little bit to the Boys and Girls Club recently to sponsor somebody in Dancing with the Stars, or Dancing for the Stars, yeah. I should say. For the Boys and Girls Club. And again, you still have till April 15th. I say April 17th, I think it's on here. You also have the public schools, which is $400 married filing jointly and $200 for other individual or other statuses. Now, my son goes to Tri-City, so I'm telling people to contribute to Tri-City, but there's other areas. If your son or daughter goes to PHS or Bradshaw or whatever, they are very helpful too.
This has been a paid political announcement. No, go ahead.
Yes. And that's also through April 17th. There's a school tuition program, $2,213 married filing jointly and $1,107 for individuals. And that would be like the Orm School. I just visited with them. They were on my Lions show recently. Primavera, which is affiliated with Orm and also Sacred Heart. And again, you have until April 17th. And then the foster care tax credit is $1,000 married filing jointly, $500 for other statuses. And that's also through April 17th. And that's like CASA for kids. And there's a list of foster care tax programs. Now, let's say you owe $4,413 married filing jointly or $2,400, $2,407 for other statuses or $2,007, I guess, right now. I'm taking off the Arizona Military Family Relief Fund. If you owed those amounts and you paid in those amounts to tax credit programs, you would owe zero and you get your withholdings back. However, if you owed, say $2,000 and you paid $4,413, you would still owe zero. You would carry forward the extra $2,400 up to 5 years in the future on your Arizona tax, return for up to 5 years again. And then you would be able to get your withholdings back. So I emphasize the Working Poor Tax Credit. It's to my Prescott Sunrise Lions Club, P.O. Box 985, Prescott, Arizona 86302. And so I emphasize that right on this program. But use all of them to reduce your tax burden on the Arizona tax return so that you're not wasting money at – you're not sending money down to the state and they waste it on whatever they want to waste it on. Mm-hmm. You're able to contribute to who you want to contribute to. You make that decision, and then you can eliminate what you owe Arizona. Now, federally – the feds, if anything after August 27th, is not able to be taken off the federal as a deduction anymore off the federal return, because they did that as part of tax reform that we just recently found out. We found out on August 24th, and they took it off on August 27th. So it's really not a friendly decision on their part. But again, these programs that we use for our Prescott Sunrise Lions, our Youth Vision and Hearing, People Who Care, Leader Dogs, Prescott Women's Shelter, Camp Tadia, which is for disabled youth, and they're in the White Mountains. It's a camp during the summer for disabled youth. So remember that. Del E. Webb Family Enrichment Center, School Nurse Assistants, Boys to Men, Family Advocacy Center, the YMCA, Vocational Scholarships, and YEI, as well as the Yavapai Food Bank. Those are programs, many of the programs that the Prescott Sunrise Lions contributes to. And so that is our mission. We serve. We serve the community. We take these tax credits. We don't use it, any of it, for anything weird. We send them back into the community. Back into the community.
You mentioned Dell E Webb Center. Now, you're a sports guy. I know you follow the Ravens.
Yep.
Do you know what connection Dell E Webb had to pro sports?
Well, did they build stadiums?
Well, you're warm. He was a part owner of the New York Yankees.
Oh, yeah?
Back in the 60s.
The enemy,
yeah.
Huh?
And you grew up in what, Baltimore, right?
I grew up in Baltimore.
Yeah,
they're
so
the enemy.
They were the enemy. Oh,
they
my
took
goodness.
Babe Ruth from it. Babe Ruth was born in Baltimore.
That's right. Yeah, that's true.
He played my high school.
No kidding.
Back in 1908 or something like that.
And then, of course,
Mount
the Red
St.
Sox.
Joe.
Then, of course, the Red Sox signed him, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Red Sox signed him, and then the Yankees ruined him.
So when you were a kid, now you're a big guy, you played football, right?
Yeah, I played football. College and high school.
Were you ever a baseball fan at all as a kid?
I was an Oriole fan, and then
did you go to the old Memorial Stadium?
I did.
Okay.
And I went to the new Camden Yards, and then Angelos took over. He's a terrible
Peter Angelos, yeah.
Terrible.
Well,
owner.
He's a lawyer, right?
Yep, and you know what? He's terrible.
How do you really feel, David?
He's terrible. He is terrible.
Peter Angelos. Well, you know, it's funny. Whenever you mention
he talked more than Cal Ripken at the Cal Ripken game.
Oh.
You know?
Remember the Cal
I was there.
The game where he passed
Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig, right. Oh,
yep.
My goodness. Because that was nationally televised on ESPN. And he homered during the game.
Yeah.
My gosh. How did you restrain yourself when he homered during
Everybody
the game?
Was motivated, I tell you.
Oh,
that.
My gosh. That was one of the greatest moments I've ever seen in sports.
Yeah.
I can still remember Chris Berman just screaming over that homer. And of course, he screamed about everything.
Yes, he did.
But indeed, he did. So, to close, how can people contact you if they have tax or CPA questions?
Well, I am located at 325 South Montezuma Street. Please call me at 928-445-0104, extension 9, if you need any accounting work. And you can get a hold of me at davidasnydercpa.com and dsnyder141414@gmail.com.
And this is not the D. Snyder from Twisted Sister, right?
No, I have some songs on my phone. Do you want to listen to them?
No.
You wouldn't even see him.
That's all right. He's weird looking anyway. But, no, I want to remind our listeners, by the way, since we mentioned football, that the Super Bowl will be right here on KQ&A this Sunday. The programming starts the pregame at noon, the kickoff. I believe our time is about 5:30, but lots of great football this Sunday. Maybe next year the Ravens will be in the Super Bowl. Who knows? That is
Ravens.
David A. Snyder. There is David A. Snyder. Thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Got some final thoughts and tomorrow's
Thank
guest
you.
Coming your way next on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at kqna.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQA. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Coyotes visit the San Jose Sharks Saturday, February 2nd at 8:30 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Chino Valley, in Prescott, Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, if you suffer from chronic back pain, there is a seminar that our friends at YRMC are conducting at 2:30 this Friday. It lasts about 1 hour. It's at Las Fuentes Senior Living at 1035 Scott Drive in Prescott. It's about chronic back pain. They'll explain what causes it, and you can join them for an informative discussion about the symptoms and the current treatment options. It is presented by Dr. John Spitalieri, I believe it's pronounced, and he is from YRMC. That will be this Friday, and that's at 2:30 at Las Fuentes Senior Living at 1035 Scott Drive. You can go online, register at YRMC, eventbrite.com, or call 928-708-4636. Well, we got one very special guest for tomorrow's entire show. It is Mike Rothmiller, the longtime LAPD police officer and investigative detective. He has been investigating declassified government documents for his book, Secrets, Lies, and Deceptions. He is on tomorrow's show. That is Q&A tomorrow at 2 o'clock when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.